This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, November 2, 2018, the commemoration of the faithful departed or All Souls, by Father Jason McCrimmon.
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Dear Lord, keep the doors of my lips, and I sin against thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I told everybody yesterday, for those of you who showed up at 7 in the morning yesterday, that you got an award. The award will be waiting out back for you when you leave today. And I teased the other ones at 12 because they could not be as holy and as sanctified as you people who can get up so early. Now, after the solemnity of All Saints, the Church reminds us to not forget the faithful departed who have left us and ended their earthly exodus. We are reminded that there is a true reality of death that none of us can escape. In addition, we are reminded to embrace that death in order to achieve the final goal, which is nothing more than sitting at the banquet table with our Lord in the resurrected kingdom. As I mentioned to those who attended yesterday, we are encouraged to go to the cemetery and pray for those who have gone before us. Some of us visit those parents or grandparents that had a direct impact on our free will choice to follow Jesus Christ. For some, we may have been the lone voice crying within our families, and instead we can pray for others who are part of our church family and have passed on. If this is the case for any of you, I encourage you to visit out back and maybe pray for some of those people who have passed away, who helped build the walls of this building around you. Whatever the case, we realize internally that this is something that we should do. We realize there is a good work performed when we show care and affection for those who have departed and continued their journey within the church suffering. Now, for many of us, we don't like the idea of death. The topic is almost too taboo, and we avoid the discussion of it. I get like that when I visit a hospital. My grandfather told me when I was a very young boy that hospitals are for people who are going to die. Now, he was speaking tongue in cheek, but there is some truth in that. We don't like places like that because we know that death touches each and every one of us in every time and in every place. Consequently, we are always looking for our consolation, for hope, and that this isn't the end, and we know that death is an end of sorts. As you pass through cemeteries or even walk back there in the columbarium, we know that life is short. It flashes in a blink of an eye. Who can remember flashes of memories from their youth? A special song that brings back thoughts of long ago, a certain food that awakens your senses, or even a smell that reminds you of a time when you were young. For me, that's my mother's pound cake, the smell of a baby burp, and the smell of their hair that smells kind of like clouds, or the swamps of the low country of South Carolina when I stepped off the bus in Marine boot camp. I will never, ever forget that smell. But we forget that death is not only an end, but a beginning. That even in that flash, we know this isn't it. Because if that was it, if that's everything that was to your life, then your life would be meaningless and so would mine. Think of it for a second. Who in here can name every president of the United States? Very few of us can. And if you can, what about all the kings and queens of England? These people led some of the greatest nations on earth, and yet their names are only known to a few scholarly types. If your life was only that, nothing else you do would matter. But thanks be to God, it is not. You have realized that your life has dignity, that you were created in the very image of God Himself, and that image has a job, a duty to go into all the world and speak about the redemption that He offers. We know that the God of the universe stepped down from heaven, from His throne, to redeem us, and that our earthly journey was but a blink of an eye compared to the glorious eternity that awaits each and every one of us. God said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. This is what gives us our hope. This is what erases the loneliness, the emptiness of death in which everything is wiped away, and instead tells a person, this isn't the end. This is why the thief on the cross could believe, today you would be with him in paradise. This is why the disciples believe the words, do not let your hearts be troubled, because God did so love the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We pray for those who have passed before us because we realize we're part of a greater family. We affirm it every time we say the creed, that this is the communion of the saints, the body of Christ, the adopted family of God. And their journey is no less finished any more than ours is or will be. And in the end, we want them all to join us in that great moment when all the created world will say, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Pray for those who have passed before you today. Ask for Our Lady's intercession to help them achieve that moment, and pray that you will remain on the exodus towards the promised land. Amen.